clips of the show like this and more, please sign up to our weekly Nolan newsletter at bbc.co.uk/Nolan. Mark, just on a side issue, but a very important issue. Your leader, Dr. Alistair MacDonald, do you support him continuing as the SDLP leader?
Well, I think we're blessed in the SDLP with many gifted, talented politicians. I am loyal to whoever the party leader is. I think Alistair has done a sterling job. He's certainly done a sterling job for the people of South Belfast, who saw fit to return him as MP just last month.
Do you think he should continue as leader?
With his successor here in the Assembly.
Do you think he should continue as leader?
Her first day. Well, that'll be a matter for the party to decide.
Well, I'm asking you.
And it will be the subject of internal party debate, and I will very much participate in that internal party debate. Stephen, I don't believe or see the merits in discussing such on the airwaves.
Really? You're a minister in the executive and you can't give your leader public support? Wow.
Well, I think if you listen back to what I've said, Stephen, you'll find that that's not quite the case.
Okay, so let's just be clear. Do you support Alistair MacDonald remaining leader of your party?
As I have said, that will be a matter for the party to
decide. Yes, but what is your view? You're a minister in the executive, Mark. What is your view?
Well, my view has been stated. I am loyal to the SDLP. I believe we are blessed with many leaders.
Don't start ducking the question now.
I see my role as a leader within the party there as well, and I think that's what we should be focused on, and also providing leadership in the general sense to other parties.
So Alistair MacDonald, Dr. Alistair MacDonald doesn't even have the support of his only minister in the executive.
I think you're actually twisting that a wee bit.
So let me retract that and let me ask you, do you, Mark Durkin, as the only minister in the executive, give your support to Dr. Alistair MacDonald remaining leader of your party?
I stated quite clearly when first asked, Stephen, you've now asked me four times since, I don't know, did you not hear my answer, that I was loyal to the party leader.
Do you think he should continue as the leader of your party? Please answer that yes or no.
Well, as far as I'm aware, Alistair is continuing as party leader, and I have stated my loyalty
do you think
to
he
whoever
should,
the leader is.
Please answer it yes or no. Does he have your support as him continuing as leader of your party? Please answer that yes or no.
This is exactly the kind of pantomime politics to which I referred earlier, Stephen, when I have come on here to discuss a progressive policy as Environment Minister, and I suppose not content with, I suppose, how smoothly that interview's gone, you've decided to try and derail me by taking me down
another avenue.
I have answered your question.
There's a lot of speculation around the leader of your party. A lot of speculation. If he is to remain as leader of your party, he would need on days like this people like you, the only minister in his party in the executive, to be unequivocally saying, yes, of course I support him to continue as the leader. He's the best man for the job and you can't do it. He's in trouble, isn't he?
Well, I think my party leader, it's safe to say, is content with the job that I'm doing as Environment Minister, with the leadership that I am providing in the executive and across the party at large.
Who would you like to see replace him?
Many of our colleagues. We're all working in the one direction. And that's what the people out there want to see. It's what the electorate want to see. And it's what they need for us to do in order to deliver for them.
Who would you like to see replace him?
Stephen, this is a sort of silly line of questioning. And as I said, it's not one I'm prepared to go down any further.
Okay.
It's one to be had internally. It's one I will participate fully
in secret
internally. And I believe that
you internal is a euphemism for in secret, isn't it? So rather than the public who elect you, and rather than the public who decide whether they should stand by Alistair MacDonald as the leader of the SDLP, if they're voting for the SDLP, they can't know your position as to whether you think he should continue as leader.
We want to do that in secret, and then
when I, as a journalist, ask you questions about it, you call it pantomime politics. Like, you know, You know, wise up, Mark. It's not pantomime politics when I ask you if the leader of your party continues to have your support as being the leader of your party in the future. It's a perfectly reasonable question.
Maybe soap opera politics might have been more appropriate in this instance. And I mean, well, you're a journalist, allegedly, and this is what you have decided to ask me. So I have given you answers as far as I'm prepared to give you answers at this stage. And maybe at another stage, following, I suppose, a further internal discussion within the party, I'd be prepared to speak more on it.
Okay. Minister, thank you very much indeed. That's the Environment Minister, Mark H. Durkin, who, I guess the top line from that interview this morning, the SDLP's only minister in the executive, has refused to give his unequivocal support for Alistair MacDonald remaining leader of his party. He's stonewalling the issue.